It's an issue that's been playing out on a national stage with the Duggar family featured on one of TLC's most popular shows, 19 Kids and Counting. The show is about Jim, Bob, and Michelle, as well as their ever-growing family. But recently the news broke that Josh Duggar, their eldest son, had molested several girls, including his own sisters, when he was younger. And in a recent Fox News interview, parents Jim, Bob, and Michelle gave their thoughts on the situation.
Well, 12 years ago, we went through one of the most darkest times that our family's ever gone through. And our son, Josh, came to us on his own, and he was crying. And he had just turned 14. And he said that he had actually improperly touched some of our daughters. And it was...
We were shocked. I mean, we were just devastated. I don't think any parent is prepared for trauma like that.
Speaking to Fox's Megyn Kelly, Jim Bob Duggar talked more about what went through their mind at the time as the parents decided what to do with the then teenager.
Did legal really ever pop into your mind? Like, you know, we may have
parents,
legal obligations?
You know what? As parents, you're not mandatory reporters. You are, the law allows for parents to do what they think is best for their child. And so we got him out of the home, and we sent him down to this place, and that was really probably the best decision that we made through this whole process.
Duggar's comment about parents not being mandatory reporters is a common misconception among many Floridians, says Karen Cyphers, the vice president of research and policy at Sachs Media Group.
Florida law requires all people to report suspected child sexual abuse. However, one in four women and one in six men wrongly assume that only certain types of people, such as teachers or doctors, must report suspected cases.
Cyphers helped conduct a recent online survey that reviewed the responses of more than 1,000 Floridians on child sexual abuse. Similar to the Duggar situation, she says, people trying to deal with the problem in-house is also prevalent among Florida families as well.
Of those who know that reporting is mandatory, one in six of them would still try to deal with the sexual abuse of a child in their family as a private matter first, rather than going straight to the authorities. So part of it is an awareness issue about the law, but part of it speaks more to what is standing in people's way from doing what is both morally right and legally correct.
In fact, she says the survey showed that an alarming number of parents are actually scared of talking to their kids about these kinds of issues.
48% of respondents fear that discussing child sexual abuse could scare or disturb children, and half, 50%, report that they are unsure what to tell children to watch out for. These findings point strongly to the need for both parent and child education about child sexual abuse prevention.
And sexual abuse survivor and advocate Lauren Book says that's not the only thing that's troubling. She's also the co-founder of the Lawrence Kids Foundation, which commissioned the study.
What's really scary is that these are what is the prevailing thoughts and what people truly genuinely believe, that a child 13 or under or 18 or under or anybody acts in a certain way that would entice a sexual assault is truly horrific.
Overall, Book says there's still more work left to do on this issue.
The finding from the poll results really helped to shine light on how much work we have left to do to better educate our friends, neighbors, coworkers, teachers, and families about how to prevent sexual abuse and recognize the signs of abuse.
She says if anyone wants to learn more about ways to talk to kids about this issue in a safe way, they can look into her curriculum that's already in many Florida schools called Safer, Smarter Kids. For more information on the survey, visit laurenkids.org. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.